The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Phone lines are open for you. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
That's right. Also, you can call us on Skype. Username lrn.fm. You just send us a contact request and we'll approve it and you'll be able to call just that quick. As a matter of fact, let's go to Freedom Williams on Skype right now. Freedom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Mark, it's Dave from Las Vegas.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
I don't know why that's the Skype name. I think when I first created Skype, that was the name I had on there. But anyway, I wanted to touch on not just, I guess, the Eric Garner story, but the bigger picture here. And my take about what's been going on in Ferguson. Because
real quick, Eric Garner, a guy in New York City who was stopped by the police for selling loose cigarettes, untaxed loose cigarettes. He didn't want to comply. They took him down in what apparently is a chokehold that's against the rules, or at least that's how it's perceived by some. The grand jury today decided that the police did nothing, really. They had a whole bunch of charges they could have charged this guy with. Nothing wrong to be able to charge him for. So a man dies over tax evasion on cigarettes and no charges.
Well, first of all, even to that point, I mean, a grand jury is just for show anyway, is what it really is. There's so many – I don't know if people realize how often things like this happen. On Facebook, there's a page, Killed by Police, and what they do is – and they started, I think, sometime in 2013 – anytime someone's killed by police, and it doesn't matter the circumstances, they'll post an article there. So I started going through it and finding, going through the details.
Right, and before you go on, it's really difficult to find information about police killings in the United States. For whatever reason, this information really isn't collected.
No, even the FBI made a statement that, no one's asked us to do this, which is pretty ridiculous. But
FBI agents, please start telling us the information on police killings in the United States.
Well, even the FBI, there was some statistic in 20 years, there were 150 people shot by police, 80 of them. It was either 80 were killed and 70 were shot or vice versa, and they were never found at fault. So,
yeah.
It's
think
not like the FBI is going to do anything.
There are cities where cops have never been found at fault in the United States.
Yeah, my understanding is that there's about 400 people a year are killed by police in the United States, and that is just justified use of force on duty shootings. That's my understanding.
So that's the number that they keep. That's not an accurate number because even the Killed by Police site, which will actually post, every article they find, so daily, they're posting articles, they have a number of 1,000 so far for 2014. And again, I'm sure they could miss things. I don't know what their process is and how they go out and research and find, in the U.S. every police killer.
I don't doubt for a second that whatever number they're going to give you is low.
Yeah, and it doesn't surprise me in the slightest that like a Facebook page without much of a budget has better researching skills than the Justice Department either.
Well, they don't care. It's not something that they want to come out. But I had went through, there's so many, so I only could go through so many. But I went through, some of the specific details, and I actually did, a show about it where there were like 40, I only got that far, and I found 40, and this was just up to August, that I felt were unjustified. And that's only going through a small amount of them. So the whole thing with Ferguson and Michael Brown, I mean, this is not a unique thing. This happens all the time. Yes, there are some shootings where the police are shot at. And I don't, first of all, I don't think police should be shooting at anybody in general if they're not shot at first. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Detroit Threat Management Center. Pete Ayer went down there and did some stuff for CopBlock, and you can find it on YouTube, where, you know, they're a security agency in Detroit. They focus on de-escalation of violence. They focus on people's safety and actually caring about the people and putting their lives first. And they won't even fire somebody unless they're shot at. Not just somebody, you know, reaches for something that's probably,
you know, that's
not
a pretty
shot.
Good rule. I've kind of been stuck on how exactly I would deal with these situations, but I think that's a pretty good rule. You shouldn't be pulling out a gun, especially when you've got pepper spray and or tasers, and shooting at somebody unless you have been shot at.
Okay. And what about the fact that they're trained officers as well? Now, this is not, you know, maybe if it's a situation with a normal person, I look at that differently than, you know, essentially government agents that are trained and that have the power of the government behind them doing this stuff. They should be held to a higher standard. Unfortunately, it's totally the opposite. But how I look at things in Ferguson, when you have all of these things happening, and a lot of them are so much more, you know, when you look at the facts, they're so much more clear, where you can see. I mean, there are ones on video. There was a girl that I had on my show, her brother, Ernesto Duenas, I believe it was 2011 in California. There's a video where you see the cop is 15 feet away, pulls up, fires, you know, 15 shots or something like that. I think maybe hit him 11 times. And it's clear that cop was suspended for 3 days and that's it. So my point being is that they focused on this, they being, you know, government media, for a reason, because it's an easy thing to use to divide people and to make it all about race and forget about the real issue, which is the police. And the police are killing people of all races, all genders, ages. Now, I think that black people are definitely targeted more, but at the same time, you know, if all the police in Ferguson were black, you're still probably going to have the same issues. It's not a training or a different race of cops. It's the issue of the police and the power that they have. I mean, most of this stuff is legal for them to do anyway. It's not even an issue of, you know, is this illegal? And the whole grand jury thing is just, in my opinion, a sham anyway.
Well, the other thing is that if anybody else had killed Eric Garner by, you know, compressing his neck, there's no question you've got a guy who's dead, as the coroner put it, as a result of homicide from compressions to the neck. You've got the guy who compressed his neck, and that's not even worthy of an indictment. Come on, any other person who is brought up on those charges would certainly have been at least indicted, probably convicted and executed.
Where you never see cops, you know, at least not for things like that. Cops will get arrested for some other thing.
Usually sexual issues is what it seems to be the police get arrested on most of the time. I consider police to be the agents of force that we all have. They have no more rights than any one of us individually. Somebody breaks into my house, I can hold them down, you know, use neck compression or whatever to hold them until the police come and take them into custody. And a police officer could do that, too, until they're taken into custody. But if I tried to hold somebody that I suspected of selling loose cigarettes without paying taxes on them, you better believe that I'm going to get indicted. And I kill them, you better believe I'm going to get indicted by the grand jury.
Exactly.
So, well, just the fact that police can break into your house in the middle of the night, and you can't defend yourself against them. So obviously the police have rights that normal people don't have, and they're trying to focus on, well, you know, oh, we want to federalize the police now is what they're talking about. They're having meetings at the White House, and no one's looking at the real issue, which is the police themselves and the power that they have. I mean, personally, I don't think there should be government police, and no one really brings that up. It's let's focus on the training, or let's do this or that.
Until
1850, really the power aspect neither.
Until 1850, there weren't any police. Police forces are relatively new on the scene. The Constitution was written in a world where there were no police. There was a sheriff who held the keys to the county jail, but largely you brought somebody in, you charged them, and those charges were held up in a criminal court, and they went one way or the other, and the punishment was meted out that way. So it's all very, things have changed, and it's probably not going back, sadly. Dave, just thanks for the call. What's that?
Oh, sorry. Well, just one quick point that I wanted to make, though. Again, all of these, to what I was saying, like all the ones that I went through and found and that are easily, you know, where people could agree on, this is somebody who was murdered by the police. You don't hear about any of those, but you hear about, you know, what's going on in Ferguson, because, again, it was one where they could easily divide people, where you could easily use it to focus on other things, you know, bringing in more government, federalization, stuff like that, and not focus on the issue being the police and in the police, you know, having the power that they have.
Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think? Is Ferguson about race? Because a lot of people think so. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's been one of those evenings, Ferguson, now in New York City with this Eric Garner situation where a grand jury returned no indictment. What do they call it? No bill? It's what they
declined to indict the guy.
Yeah.
How it read in the USA Today article.
And, you know, it's kind of surprising. A lot of people were surprised about that ruling. I was a little surprised, too. 855-450-FREE. You can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Not just any coffee. Shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. Delicious coffee. Among the best coffee you've ever tasted in your life. And you can get a free pound. All you have to do is pay for the shipping. You sign up for the subscription program. You can cancel that at any time. And what is different, though, about BuzzBox Coffee is that we are able to get back some of the profits that we're able to then give away through Kiva.org. They have a component where they do charity, and I think it's a great system. So I just gave out three microloans today to people in different countries. I'm actually trying to do all the countries of the world at this point, so we've loaned to a whole bunch of countries, but I'm just filling in the ones we haven't had, so like Azerbaijan, Afghanistan, and I don't know, Albania. I'm hoping that we can cover every, somebody in every country in the world. It's great. Coffee.freetalklive.com to, well, upgrade your coffee experience. Never have to worry about buying coffee again. I guess you'll have to tweak your order at some times, but you have to go to the grocery store for it. You'll get better coffee, and you'll be able to help people in the process. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I wanted to update you a little bit about the Ed and Elaine Brown situation.
Well, this is an old story.
Well, my thinking is that when an injustice happens, it's important not to forget about it. It seems like the liberty.
Well, update us on it real quick. I mean, you got to bring us up to speed on Ed Elaine because people are listening and they can't remember who that is.
As many of you may recall, back around 2007, these folks were in a standoff with authorities at Plainfield, New Hampshire, over a refusal to pay income taxes, and they were eventually captured, taken down, and sentenced to 35 years each in prison, even though they're already 67, roughly, years old.
Yeah, so life sentences, effectively.
Correct. And it seems like there was a sort of a flash in the pan movement to defend them when this all started. But as soon as the authorities sort of moved in, everyone just kind of moved on. You know, it's like they forget about the Liberty Movement has too many flash in the pan movements. There's not enough distance running going on.
Yeah.
I think the Free Stater Project itself is an exception to that. But anyway, I think I saw in your show prep, actually, but I haven't been able to find it on any of your shows, that apparently their house, the authorities are still trying to sell their house after, what, 7 years?
Right.
And they couldn't. And apparently, no one showed up for the auction.
Wow. Some of the claims is that there's like landmines around the property, potentially, and that's going to disincentivize you from buying that property.
Yeah, it's like Ed's revenge, right? I mean, I doubt he had the competence to put together a landmine, but the authorities made such a big show of making him sound more dangerous than he was.
Right.
That now it's coming back to bite them.
I think it would be great to be like the only guy at that auction. Well, probably get a great deal on a house.
Yeah, I don't know where they started, though. I mean, it's not like you're going to get it for a dollar, right?
Like, they start the bidding at a penny.
They started at $250,000, which, of course, is a song, considering how nice the place is, or at least used to be.
Well, you've been in it. I went there for, I was outside when they had this barbecue, and there was all kinds of people there. And this was during the siege, I guess. There were no cops or anything like that, and we just drove in and parked and had some bratwurst and, you know, that was hung out for a little while. Got to see some folks from the Genesis Communications Network, our syndicate, and talk to some people we knew that were Free Staters, and, you know, then we went home.
Yeah. There's another development, you know, not super hard news, but I guess a couple, three weeks ago it must have been, one of their jailed supporters got out of jail, Reno Gonzalez.
Oh, did he?
He had an 8-year sentence.
Been that long, has it?
Yeah, I don't know what he was, well, it hasn't been, I don't know if he was in for the full 8, but I'm not even sure what he was accused of doing other than just helping them, you know?
Yeah, just sort of being too verbal in his help, I guess.
Well, supposedly the convictions had to do with delivering some, I'm sure it had to do with delivering some sort of material assistance. And they tried to target the people that they thought were the most,
the biggest supporters. They just wanted to, you know, let you know that, hey, you support this next group of nuts that comes along, then we're going
to
get you.
If you're bringing people to, you know, food or, you know, ammunition or, you know, any number of different things that are helping them
through a siege,
they're going to treat you badly.
Ed Brown didn't have any problem talking about, you know, just fighting the law with guns and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, he was a trash talker to some extent, but you're not supposed to be able to be put in jail for 35 years for that. And,
nope.
You know, I always think about, you know, because again, people have all kinds of criticisms of Ed Brown and a lot fewer for his wife. But the thing is, he never betrayed anybody. He never hurt anybody during the standoff. And he should get a medal for not paying federal income taxes. Everybody should. It's an act of craven subservience to do it, and it's an act of decent defiance to not pay. That money funds torture. When you send them money, you're sending money to people to torture people.
Well, it's hard to disagree with that.
And I do not like paying for that myself.
And death and destruction via remote control airplanes and whatever else they do. Dave, I appreciate the call. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Got a Barry calling in from Charleston, West Virginia. Barry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you fellas doing today?
Hanging in there, Barry.
Oh, good. About the case in New York, the cops, I just want to deal with the fact that I've heard. The gentleman was breaking the law. The cop approached him. From what I heard on the radio, the guy was saying that, why are you targeting me out and all this. I'm tired of being harassed. Then the cops wanted to arrest him, and he refused to be arrested. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, then the cops, I believe there were two of them or just one?
Two.
The cops proceeded to try to arrest the man, applied a chokehold, and the man died right then and there, correct?
Well, I think that
he was pronounced dead at the hospital, and there was part of the problem was on the video. They saw the police officers not tending to this guy as he laid on the ground. There is a little bit went into it, but
hey, was the guy breathing when the?
Well, hold on, Barry. Hold on a second, if you would. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, but tonight it's been about these situations. I hesitate to call them racial because I don't really think that race is the biggest component in these situations where unarmed people have been killed. I think that it has to do with the way that police in this country are sort of given a pass when it comes to dealing with their employers. That's what we all are. We, the citizens, are supposed to be the employers. And, you know, in this case with Eric Garner in New York City, we've got video of what happened. And it looked for all the world like, you know, an illegal, or I shouldn't use the term illegal. The New York City Police Department has rules against chokeholds.
Yeah.
And something akin to a chokehold was used.
Yeah, exactly.
And no charges have been put in place.
The coroner ruled it death by homicide from compressions to the neck, and that's exactly what happened.
Now, homicide just means a person was killed.
Right. One person was killed by another person.
Yeah, that's what homicide means. So it was a homicide. There's no doubt about it.
It was the manner of death.
Right. So Bitcoin is on the rise, and to prove it to you, you can head to the second Texas Bitcoin Conference. This is the second annual at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, March the 28th and 29th of 2015. I'm giving you plenty of warning. We're going to be there. It's going to be loaded with the best and brightest speakers and latest exhibitions on Bitcoin, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. This thing was amazing last year. They awarded all this money to a bunch of companies, and I'm really hoping that we really see some great stuff out of them. They've invited the entire Texas legislature to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be on March 28th and 29th, along with the kickoff event on 27th. Right now, they're even doing a white paper call, so if you're if you got an idea that might make the community grow, get a hold of them. Free Talk Live was there last year, and it was phenomenal, and we're excited to be part of it again in 2015. Head over to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get tickets and details about all the ways that you can be part of the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. You don't want to miss it. $25 off if you use coupon code FREETALKLIVE, and I believe FTL works too. So $25 off your $150 ticket brings it down to $125. It's a great event. TexasBitcoinConference.com, coupon code FTL or FREETALKLIVE. Let's go back to Barry calling in from Charleston. Barry's trying to wrap his head around all the situation there in New York City, and I think he's got some direction he's going. So, Barry, we're back at it.
Do you want to surmise what we've talked about thus far? Sure.
You want me to recap it? Yeah. No problem at all. So you're asking questions, trying to find out exactly what Eric Garner did in the circumstance when dealing with the police. And from best I can tell, he was selling Lucy cigarettes. The police are like, "You're selling Lucy cigarettes." And he's like, "Leave me alone. I'm not a bad guy. Whatever." And they're like, "You're coming with us, lawbreaker." And he says, "You can't take me, Copper." And so they grab him and they wrestle him to the ground.
Right.
Okay.
And in the process of doing that, they put hands on his neck, and the guy screams several times, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe, I can't breathe." It's all on video. The guy ends up dead, and the officer was brought before a grand jury, but they declined to indict the officer
for anything.
Did, in fact,
it wasn't murder, but like anything, like what was the lowest charge?
Reckless endangerment.
Reckless endangerment was the lowest charge they could have chosen. They chose not to do that. Either.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Okay, the facts are that the police had every authority to arrest the gentleman because he broke the law. I know it's minor, but they have the authority, correct?
Well, I suppose if you consider that authority, I mean, I really don't. I think that, the New York City killed this man.
That's for another debate, okay? Let's keep it simple.
Okay, we'll keep it simple. The rule of law. But I'd like to point out that police officers and politicians, they don't have to follow the same laws that we do.
I understand that, and that's okay. Another argument.
Yep.
Okay. Now, the gentleman refused, correct?
That was
his mistake. That was his mistake. So now the police officer has to get the situation under control and arrest the man because he broke the law.
So I'm gonna go ahead and just agree with you in as much as nobody should be surprised by this, right? I mean, you have a situation where you pass some taxes, you pass some laws, and then, you know, you hire a bunch of guys with guns who are going to go out and enforce the edicts of the politicians, right?
Sooner or later, there's going to be a dead guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just exactly what we should expect. I don't think that Eric Garner did anything wrong, though. I think he was going out and selling cigarettes. People wanted cigarettes. He was selling them. And then, you know, these guys came to stop him because some politicians told him not to.
Who's to blame, Barry?
Again, that's a different argument.
But who's to blame, Barry?
What the point is, did the police officers follow protocol?
I don't know. I mean, look, when you like
the answer to the question is no, because they're not supposed to be choking people, right? But it's a situation that, look, if you're going to create a situation where you're going to send out armed men to enforce the edicts of politicians, look, they're gonna use violence against people. So let's just not be surprised by it.
I cannot make my point if you're talking over me.
Okay, so make a point.
Okay, the point is if they followed standard of procedures, then they are covered, just like...
From what we understand, they did not.
But you're not letting me speak.
Well, you're making a point based on fallacious information from what I can understand. From what we understand...
All right.
Go ahead. Make your point. I'll just pretend like the facts don't exist.
Then it's a lost cause. If you are interrupting and if you're trying to tell the people, like, every time you do, well, we shouldn't have government because of this, I don't care about that. I'm saying that the police officers, if they follow standards of procedures, then they are covered. If not, then they should be liable for this man's death.
It's our understanding that they did not follow procedures and that the grand jury did not indict anyway, and it's probably because America loves themselves some cops.
Well, I'm a former police officer.
Okay.
So...
are you allowed to use chokeholds?
I was trying to use chokeholds, yes.
Okay, so as we understand, the New York Police Department has disallowed the use of chokeholds.
Then he went outside the law, and he should be responsible for that man's death.
But he's not going to be held responsible because that's kind of how this tends to go.
Thank you so much, Barry. And please, call in the future when you hear us talking about police and you feel like we're being unfair, because I really do like it.
You're not being unfair.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to, James. James calling in from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Cece. I, for one, hope that you're the only one at an auction for a home in New Hampshire and that you find what the tax man wouldn't be looking for.
I think he's hoping that you get blown up by a landmine.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a plan, yeah.
It was a little obscure.
Yeah, the world would instantly be a better place.
It would.
But speaking of Ferguson, Minister, of course it was about race hustlers coming from out of town, like Reverend Al Sharpton, who lives for such...
Did he go? I thought he stayed in New York City.
What are you talking about? He's the one that made ginned up this whole issue to begin with, the whole story of Ferguson.
Yeah, I believe Reverend Al was down there. He came back for the Eric Gardner thing.
Yeah, I think he was down there.
I'm not talking about New York. I'm talking about Ferguson.
I know.
Most of the question is about race. Of course it's about race. Because if the kid that did attack the cop and got shot because he tried to grab the cop's gun and he paid for it with his life, if his name had been Mike White because his skin was white, it would have never made any bigger paper than the St. Louis Dispatch.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's not only probably true, it is true.
Well, there you go.
That's a fact.
There you go. That's a fact.
It would have been a national, there would have been riots of a bunch of white people taking out white, black-owned businesses. In Ferguson, if a white kid had gotten killed by a cop because he attacked the cop?
Probably not. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
For all of you who are inspired to create your own unique holiday cards and gifts.
For all of you, there's Vistaprint.com.
At Vistaprint.com, creating personalized holiday cards is simple. Choose from hundreds of designs and add your own photos and special messages. And they're 60% off. Plus, personalized one-of-a-kind gifts are also to 60% off. It's our best deal of the season. But hurry, offer ends December 7th. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to Vistaprint.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code RADIO60. Vistaprint.com, code RADIO, the word 60.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Sorry about that. I'd call it a technical difficulty if it wasn't just me messing up. 855-453. It is the Christmas season, and I want to ask you a favor. You're going to do some online shopping this year, likely. When you do your online shopping, can you do it through shop.freetalklive.com? If you're going through Amazon or Walmart, we've got links there. And if you do the shopping through those links, and we have a few other links too, if you go check it out at shop.freetalklive.com, you get the same price as the same service you normally get. We just get a little referral bonus, and it really helps pay the bills around here. Lots of people do it, and we really wish you would too. It's shop.freetalklive.com. By the way, this month is the big one for us. People do more shopping, and we get a much bigger check. So we, the more the better. Please do. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Martin calling in from Texarkana. Martin, you're on Free Talk Live.
This has really interested me. This whole issue has really interested me because in a lot of statistics, but it...
Which issue are we talking about?
Well, the statistics on, for instance, police homicides... that it's greatly underreported, that the reported facts, they say it's about 400 a year, but that's only justifiable. And of course, not all of the homicides are reported by the, that's only voluntary reporting. There's a Facebook page, and apparently, I just read an article here a few days ago where they did investigate all of the citations of this Facebook page has been, you know, taking up police homicides. This started in 2012. And right now in 2014, they went and this writer investigated all of the allegations in the Facebook page, found them all to be credible reporting, and that right now we stand at 900, approaching 1,000 for this year, police homicides.
Yeah, I feel really underserved by government bureaucracies that claim to give us statistics of police killings in the United States and then underreport them by, you know, I mean, it's more than 100% higher than what they're telling
right.
us the average is.
They're killing 1,000 a year now. That's what the statistics are now. The other interesting thing is that, you know, Masoud Ayoub, I'm sure you're familiar with because he's from New Hampshire, really great Second Amendment guy. And he, just the foremost authority on the Second Amendment, and he put an interesting statistic was, as he said that there's, I heard him on a radio show a few months ago, but he was saying there's like 1.5 million Americans who have permits, who are permitted concealed carry in the United States, and there is only, out of the 1.5 million, only 400 of them this last year committed some sort of a crime that it was associated with their, and it didn't kill anybody, but I'm just talking about, had some sort of related crime related to their concealed permit, carry permit. But that's
so people who have concealed carry permits tend to obey laws, I think, is sort
absolutely.
Of the
400 is almost negligently, is almost none. When you look at 1.4 million, there was less.
And you wonder how many of those are just sort of silly violations like the shirt rode up.
But yeah, he said police actually commit more crimes, law officers, and there's 1 million of them in the United States. There are 100,000 police officers in the federal, under federal, like Border Patrol, DEA, and FBI, and what have you, that have police powers. There's 100,000 federal officers. There's 900,000 state and local officers. And let me tell you something. Of them, only about 25 to 30 get killed a year in shootouts. Most of them die of automobile accidents.
That's true.
And, you know, it doesn't it doesn't surprise me to hear.
What's that?
It said it doesn't surprise me to hear that police are committing more crimes than concealed carry permit holders because when you're a concealed carrier, when you have a carry permit and you carry a gun, that generally tends to put an idea in your head of, I'm wielding a pretty awesome responsibility here, whereas being a law enforcement officer actually detaches one from any sense of responsibility.
Well, you have the qualified immunity as a law enforcement officer, which has it. But I'd also like to point out that law enforcement officers are put into situations, like a call comes over the radio and you go into a situation where you're much more likely to have to use violence or, you know, be tempted to use violence.
Part of the job description.
Let me tell you something that will just dispose of that. Let me tell you something. The UPS drivers, Federal Express drivers, and
Post Office?
Postal.
Yep.
Who deliverers are constantly going in and delivering packages and run into dogs all the time, and there's not one report of any of those drivers or
killing a dog.
And
right,
I want to tell you something. This is one thing that's not being tracked. I would have to guesstimate there's probably several thousand dogs are executed by police a year.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Because
there's probably some where you're legitimately dealing with a violent, you know, a dangerous looking dog and that kind of thing. But there's
the
this
UPS
impunity from
the UPS drivers deal with that every day? Because I know my cousin drives UPS, and he's a man, which I think a lot of these policemen are. He's not a coward, because there's men and women who drive police trucks. There's drive UPS trucks, and there's men and women that are police, and he's never had to kill a dog.
And how would he
runs into dogs all the time.
Right. Yeah, he'd have to strangle it. But has he ever been bitten?
No, never been bitten.
Yeah, that's, I think, the most telling part of this.
These cops are cowards because they immediately pull the gun out and they just love. I mean, I've just seen them the dog is coming, coming around, even wagging a tail. And I saw on the YouTube just the execution of a dog that was wagging its tail when it was coming up to a dog.
I've seen the same video, and I definitely think that there's a percentage, and I tend to think it's the majority of the shots of the shootings in these dog situations, where the police officer wants to see what a bullet will do to a living thing.
Yeah.
And you're not going to, most police officers aren't going to get that opportunity.
How many licensed carriers do this? They run into situations, probably they have dogs, but they're not going to pull their gun out because they know they're not going to do this. The statistics are overwhelming, and Carlos Miller, who has
photography is not a crime .com.
Photography is not a crime, and he has said this problem is absolutely, he is under the,
it's an epidemic.
Under the conclusion, this problem with police violence is pandemic. And it needs to be dealt with. It is completely out of control. And, that's the way it is. The police are not your friends, and they're probably going to kill you.
Well, it's certainly their job to put people in jail. My recommendation is to talk to them as little as possible, answer the door as little as possible in dealing with them. If you have information for the police to help solve a crime, there's a time to talk to them. But if they're coming to you, you probably don't have information.
By the way, with Eric Garner, they could have issued him a citation. Apparently, my reading of it, he had been arrested on a number of occasions, but for most of the time, when he was selling loose cigarettes, they issued a citation.
Now, that would have been a good solution. Martin, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let me go real quick. Let's get John calling in from Charleston. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Moments.
Hey, man. I've been attacked by a dog a couple of times. And if I didn't have pepper spray, man, there was a pack of dogs, and they would have ate me alive.
There you go. Sometimes. And I think pepper spray, most law enforcement officers have tasers, pepper spray, these kind of things. Somehow mailmen manage to make it. But thank you for the call. But that's it. It's been Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Check us out at freetalklive.com in the meantime.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.